welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey everybody, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. Today, I'm going to be talking about minimal, budget-minded camping gear setups. So as you can see, I've got almost nothing. I've got a cooler in my back seat. Pretty much it. I've got a tripod back there. I've got a backpack up here up front, and that's all that I've got, and a couple things in the trunk. So literally I'm in a small Lexus IS 300 and I've got all my gear in the trunk except my backpack, which is in the front floorboard. So again, I wanted to show you like a really lightweight, really budget-minded sort of minimalistic setup that you could use for camping, dispersed camping, that kind of thing. Everything included, right? So bedding, sleeping, warmth. There's going to be some inclement weather tonight. It's supposed to rain. It's going to be pretty windy. So I'm going to show you all that stuff that I brought with me. Just show you sort of my idea of what a budget-minded, almost backpacking setup, but there's a little more to it than that. It's a full trunk plus a backpack, basically. So again, just wanted to walk you guys through a really basic budget-minded camping setup that you could use if you're, you know, don't want to take your full overlanding rig out, or if you're just looking for a quick overnighter or two-nighter in a national forest and you want to be as light as possible. This should help you. All right, guys, so as I mentioned in the intro, today I'm just out camping. It's going to be a quick overnighter. I got a little chance to sneak away for a night, and so I figured I'd come out and just do sort of a really ultra light, really budget, grab some gear that I already had laying around, and was able to get out here in my daily driver car, because my truck is currently at a shop getting the rear axle fixed. So I just wanted to get out for a night really quick. It's really kind of pretty. It's a little bit breezy, so apologies for the wind, and by a little bit I mean it's super windy. There's a slight chance of rain too. So I'm going to be dealing a little bit with inclement weather. So I do have some even more gear than I really probably need in like most instances. So again, I just wanted to kind of run you through really quick this really basic setup that I brought and just how small all this stuff is. I will put links in the description down below to all this stuff because it's taken me years to kind of like go through multiple hammocks and go through multiple tarps and pillows and all that kind of thing to kind of get to the gear that I've got now. But I actually am really happy with this setup, and I use it with my full overlanding setup too. So like when I have my rooftop tent and all that stuff, this is still a lot of the same stuff that I will bring, you know, obviously not the hammock because I don't need it. But whenever I just want to go on a quick camping trip, if you want to be really light and quick and agile, this is a good way to do it. So let me run you through my setup here. All right, guys. So as I mentioned, this is super lightweight. Now I do have a ton of just junk thrown in the car, so just ignore that stuff. Like the sweet toilet paper over there. But I do have my backpack up front. For me, the backpack is sort of the last minute, right? Like that's when I'm gonna just grab whatever I've got laying around, like cigars or fire starting stuff or a book to bring to read. That's the kind of stuff that I'm gonna grab and throw in my backpack. So that is like the last thing that gets packed. Then I've got a cooler this time. I didn't even mess with a fridge. I don't have a power bank. I don't have any of that. I just have a cooler in the back seat. The rest of these boxes are things actually that I'm going to be doing gear reviews on, so ignore those too. Those normally wouldn't be there. I've even got an extra pair of shoes on the ground. But so really, I've got the backpack up front, and then I've got this small 20-liter cooler in the back, and that thing has tons of room in it. I've got probably like 8 bottles of water and a handful of beers and some food and stuff like that. So plenty of room there. No electricity required, nothing required, just real easy, lightweight thing to bring with. Then moving around to the trunk. So again, you could take, you know, potentially 3 people with you. I could have 2 in the back and 1 in the front seat with that cooler back there and still have plenty of room. So I'm very minimal in the setup that I've got right now. So let me run you through all this stuff in here. So this is my turbo toilet, basically just like a folding toilet. It takes up very little room. It's just kind of thrown in here, but you can see it goes flat, doesn't take up much room. This is my new Wise Owl Outfitters fold-up camping pillow. I'm really excited about this because it's actually pretty good size when it comes out of here. It expands and it's really comfortable, but it folds down into this nice tiny little bag. I've been bringing like a full-size pillow from home because, you know, if you don't sleep well, then your whole trip is sort of ruined. So having something like this that doesn't take up a ton of room is also really comfortable and also has like a waterproof cover, I think is a really nice thing. This here is my hammock. I love this thing. I've done a review to it. I will put a link to it, that video that I did, up in the right-hand corner here for you guys if you want to go check this out in more detail. But this is as big as it is, and I know that's big for a hammock, but here's the thing. This is an all-in-one unit. So this thing has a built-in rain fly that goes over the top of it. It has a built-in bug net, and it has a frame, so it actually keeps all that stuff off of you, and it's all self-supported. So you basically just need to attach it to two trees via tree straps, and then everything else is supported by the poles that go into it, and it's all aluminum stuff. The poles are, it's got some Molly panels on the side, so you can attach it in a number of ways to different things or attach things to it. But it's just a nice hammock, really comfortable, good size, tons of storage, easy to set up. So I love it. I didn't even bring my good sleeping bag. This is actually one of my kids' sleeping bags, so it's like a 40 degree bag, but again, it's going to be in the 40s to 50s today, so I'm not too worried about that. Then I've got this folding aluminum table. You know, they have these all over Amazon. They have them at big box stores like Cabela's and things like that. Just a nice little table that, you know, folds out and gives me some place to set my gear. This under it is a solar panel, which again, I didn't even bring my battery bank, so I don't even actually need that. So that could go. I just left it in here from the last trip. Under that, though, is my toilet tent. So this is one of those pop-up shower or toilet tents. Again, I'll put a link to that one in the description. I've had a few of these. This one's really nice. It actually has like zippable windows in it, so you can get some airflow in there, so it's not hot, you know, in the summer, that kind of thing. So that's in there. Again, look, I mean, there's still tons of room in here, right? I'm not even using all the space. Then this thing is one of my Plano crates. I have three of these at home. I love these things. They're really inexpensive for what they are. They store a ton of gear. This one, actually, I've got full of firewood. So you can see, I just, because it's supposed to rain, I didn't want to mess with bringing a chainsaw. I didn't want to mess with a bunch of stuff. I had a bunch of like spare wood and firewood sitting at home for my fire pit. So I just threw it in here and threw that whole thing in the back. And that's probably taken up about a third of my trunk. So if you didn't bring firewood, you would have even more room in here. This thing here is another Wise Owl Outfitters thing. This is my underquilt for my hammock. Again, because it's going to get down in the 40s tonight, I wanted to have something just to kind of keep me warm. And again, I liked this thing so much that then it made me get their pillow too, and I'm super excited about that. So they make some good stuff. They're American made, which I like. And yeah, good size little underquilt there to keep me nice and warm. And moving over here, I have just kind of thrown stuff in because, like I said, it was a last minute trip. But I have got my Get Out Gear down puffy blanket. This thing is amazing for how small it is, how lightweight it is. It actually provides a lot of heat. So again, if it gets cold tonight and my kid's sleeping bag doesn't do it, I've got an extra blanket just to kind of give me an extra layer of warmth. Then of course, I've got some hot hands, some chemical hot hands I threw in. I've got a little candle just to, you know, set the mood, the ambiance. I've got this little Pelican case, which is my fire starting stuff. So it's got all my fire starters. It's got lighters, it's got a bellows, it's got all my fire starting stuff in there. But so real easy, lightweight way to just kind of store it all, throw it in here. Then I've got, this is another little folding table. Actually, I'm going to be doing a review on it, but it's just a little tiny thing that you can set up next to your chair to like put your plate on when you're eating and that sort of thing. So I like that because it's so small. Then coming over here, we've got a G4 free chair. I've got a few of these. These things are awesome. They fold up super small. As you can see, they're about the same size as the hammock. But they're pretty comfortable. They have a high back, which I really like, and they take up almost no room. So again, when I'm throwing it in the trunk of my car, it's kind of a no-brainer. Then I've got my Uddi, which again is awesome. I will put a link to that in the description, but basically like a hanging hook system that you can use to store gear or hang up your gear. So all these bags for like this and this and this, those can all just hang on those hooks for the Uddi, keep them off the ground, keep them dry, and give them a place to live. And then last but not least, I did throw in, because it's supposed to be raining, my Kelty Noah tarp. This is a 9-foot tarp. Just has a ton of different ways that you can use it. Comes in a nice little carrying bag, but that'll give me something to use to sort of throw up over my head and use for protection from the elements, from the rain, from the wind, that sort of thing. So I'm going to kind of give it a little bit of time and see what the weather does. It actually was supposed to rain all day, but now it is looking like it's going to blow over and it's just going to be a little windy tonight. So I may not even need a lot of this stuff. But I'm prepared for everything, right? So I like that, you know, with still plenty of room in the trunk, I mean, I probably, if I really wanted to, could have squeezed the cooler back here and I could have had all my seats up front. You wouldn't even have known I had camping gear in the car. So I love that sort of like stealth vibe when you can bring as little as possible. I love, you know, the consolidation of gear. I love getting as small as stuff as possible and sort of optimizing. You know, a lot of those fold out chairs are bigger than a lot of this stuff put together. So the fact that that chair is so small just saves me room, makes it a lot easier to camp from a car. So again, if you are not an SUV person, if you're not a truck person, if you're just someone that wants to get out and do some dispersed camping or some state park camping or some hiking and then camp at the end of your hike, You know, you can get out there with very minimal gear without spending a ton of money. I would say if I had to add this all up, pillows 20, 60 for the underquilt, that's 80. This is about 100 for the hammock, 180. Fire starting stuff, maybe 20 bucks, right? So 200 bucks. Sleeping bag, let's call it 50, 250. Get out gear, blankets about 70. Kelty tarps about 50. I mean, you're talking maybe 400 bucks worth of stuff. But again, I've had all this stuff for years, right? And it took me years to acquire it. But so for a few hundred bucks, you could very easily pack your trunk up and be ready to go whenever. Again, I've been leaving this stuff in my trunk for just such an occasion as today when I get the chance to run out and go camping. And now here I am. All right, guys. So as I mentioned, that was the lightweight sort of trunk car camping setup, if you will. Again, if you are just someone that's kind of new to overlanding or someone that is just getting into it, or maybe doesn't even want to do overlanding but wants to do dispersed camping, that sort of thing, hopefully this is helpful for you. Hopefully this gives you a good idea of some gear that may help you save space and, you know, stay warm and dry when you're out camping. So again, I will put links in the description to all these products because they are all really good. I've been using these for years. The only new thing I've got is my pillow. So aside from that, I've used all this stuff for years and I actually do recommend this stuff. So if that helps, click through those links below and go check it out. As always, if you're not subscribed to the channel and you want more camping, overlanding, do-it-yourself modifications, gear reviews, that kind of thing, this is a great channel for you. I'd love it if you click that subscribe button, click the bell to be notified when new videos drop. I do a couple a week, so I'm putting tons of content out for you guys and I hope it's helpful. Also in the description down below are links to Instagram, Facebook, my TikTok, I've got a podcast that comes out every week. So if you don't have time to watch stuff on YouTube, totally cool. If you'd rather just listen on your way to work, I try and keep them about 10, 15, 20 minutes at the most so that they're good for like a commute and not too much, not an hour long show, right? So again, check that out down there as well. And then last but not least, there's links to the Patreon page. We do have a Discord where we all kind of chat 24/7, which is really cool. And once a month, we do like a live recording or a hangout. So we'll all grab beers and just kind of hang around and talk about overlanding stuff or talk about how everybody's life is going, you know? So it's kind of a cool way just to engage and hang out with everybody. So again, I'd love to have you in that. So definitely check out those links in the description below. And other than that, we will see you guys next week. Take care.